Thanks, Marie. Oh, gosh. Anyone else out there who has not stated your name and from where you're calling, could you do so at this time, please?
Desiree from New York.
God bless you. Thank you so much for joining us this morning on this terrific Tuesday morning. Well, we're going to go ahead and get this call started. So I'm going to turn it over to our host, Tiffany Lauderdale. Are you there?
It is me from Big B. This is Dr. Vanessa this morning, Minister Candy. Thank you so much for greeting all of our Master's Call listeners this morning. We praise God for each and every one of you, and we're excited on this terrific Tuesday as we all celebrate Jesus in this season of Thanksgiving that you chose this morning to press forward and be with us as all the eagles are gathering on this, the Master's Call. On behalf of Dr. P.K. Roberts of Colorado Springs and myself, Dr. V. out of Dallas, we are excited and humbled and honored that you have chosen to be a part of this call this morning. And we are just looking forward to this upcoming holiday season, never forgetting the reason for the season is to give thanks, give homage to our Lord and Savior. And we just want to remind everybody, and we're going to be announcing it tomorrow, that we will be having the call on Thanksgiving morning. Out of all the days, we want to always stop on Thanksgiving Day to say thank you, Jesus. But we're going to do something a little different, and we're going to be asking you all to have like a minute. And 1 minute is 60 seconds of thanks. And we're going to open up the lines and have you come in the queue and just tell what you're thankful for. So prepare your minds and your hearts, because all of us, no matter what your situation, we have something to be thankful for. So again, welcome, welcome, welcome to the Master's Call. And the mission of this call each and every morning is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. And we have endeavored over this past year and a couple of days to enrich your lives, because this call is fortified with the Word of God. Enhance your understanding as we speak, thus saith the word of the Lord. And because it is coming into our spirits, we're empowered to go out and be God's ministers in the marketplace. And our foundational rock, our scripture for this call, can be found in Psalms 88:13. And the 13th verse of Psalms 88 reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." So we celebrate Jesus that each and every morning the prayers of the righteous come before our Lord and Savior, and he hears and he honors our prayers. We are excited because we have a place that you can go to 24/7 to celebrate the many messages that have been archived since our beginning over a year ago, and that's on our website. And we want and ask and encourage each and every one of you to be our mouthpiece, our missionary mouthpiece in the marketplace, and let others know that there's a place they can go and get a word break, get their soul satisfied, get their hearts enlightened with thus saith the word of God at www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. Again, that's www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. And I tell you, it just really humbles my heart as I look at so many of you all who visit the website, and you are passing it on, but we want to take it to another level and soar higher as the eagles we are and get the word out. Because people are going through, and they need to go to a place where the uncompromising word of God is always preached. One of the mandates of the Master's Call that was birthed in our hearts from the very beginning was to be pillars of prayer. And Dr. P.K. Roberts and I understood this assignment clearly and stay focused with the letting you know that you can email us your prayer requests. You can tell us your praise reports. We love to hear how God shows up and shows out. And also, just anything that's on your heart, a shout-out that you're out there. And our email address is themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. And there you can write us, and we hear from so many of you all, and we consider it an honor to bombard heaven with Thus Saith the Word of God. And I'm always celebrating the prayer warriors who walk alongside Dr. PK and I and our frontline warriors praying over your prayer requests. But we are not an elitist club. We invite anyone and every one of you who the Lord is tugging on your heart to pray. Things get happened as we are midwives of prayer. There's no gender when you're a midwife in prayer, pushing it through. So if you're interested, if God has touched your heart to be a part of this team, please email us at themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. And our new prayer general, Minister Robin, in this her season, will get back with you and tell you what you need to do. Don't worry about, I don't pray fancy enough. I can't say it like they say it. Oh, as long as you say Jesus is Lord and call us to one accord, then this is something we'd be honored to have you do. What pulled our hearts together, what yoked our vision together is Artist International. It is a God-ordained, family-owned Christian company, the Diaz de Leon family, 22 years ago plus, adhered to an assignment, and we are honored to be here today. And for those of us who are a part of Artists International, we're already telling you way in advance, mark your calendars, March 9th through 11th, all roads head to Las Vegas to Extravaganza 2012. And those of you who are on the line who are saying, well, what is this Artists International? Well, I'm glad you asked. We have a website, www.artists, and it's spelled A-R as in Robert, D as in David, Y as in yellow, S-S as in Sam, ARDYSS.com/vision2012. And we encourage you to go to that website and learn what we're about and even more so where we're going. And we would love to have you join us in Las Vegas. Some of you, we've only heard your voices. We look forward to hugging your necks. So for those who are distributors, go to your back office, find out about all the exciting things that are going on in Artists, and make sure you do that four-letter word, read, and be empowered to be the best minister in the marketplace that you can be. And for those who are not artist distributors, we love you, we appreciate you, and encourage you to get back with the person who invited you to this call, because all are welcome who call on the name of Jesus at the Master's call. But we're now ready for our opening prayer, and I'm going to ask our lovely minister, Candy, if she'll come back and open us up with a word of prayer so we can get our woman of God up to minister the word of God.
Can you hear me, Pastor Vanessa?
Yes, I can, loud and clear, Minister Candy.
Praise God. Father God, Jehovah, we rejoice in you today. Hosanna, you are King of kings and Lord of lords. God, you're marvelous. You are mighty and you are majestic. We call you wonderful. We call you friend. We call you counselor. We call you the great physician. We call you lover of our souls. We call you teacher. We call you Lord of our lives. We call you Father. Daddy, you are our God. So, Daddy God, we come this morning to bless you. We come to lift up the name of Jesus. We come to hear your anointed word this morning. We come to be better doers of your word and not just hearers of it. We come each morning assembled as a Christian family, the Master's Call family, so that our lives are enriched, enhanced, and empowered to produce good fruit. We come so that we are strengthened in you, Lord, and in the power of your might. So, Father God, as we yield our hearts before you this morning to hear your word, I command the atmosphere to clear. I rebuke disturbances in the airwaves. I come against malfunction of the phone lines. I dispatch the angels of the Lord to open the portals of heaven for an anointed, Holy Ghost-filled, sanctified call this morning. I bind the hands of the enemy from this call. I loose the Spirit of the Lord to flow through our speaker with words of accuracy, clarity, and boldness. I thank you, Lord, in advance that our speaker speaks with the wisdom and revelation knowledge of the Holy Spirit. I pray that we are able to take this word today and process it through our hearts so that it will yield good fruit. We thank you, Lord. We praise you. We lift you up higher and higher. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Back to you, Pastor Vanessa.
Well, amen, amen. You have truly swept the heavens and cleared the atmosphere, and we praise God for you that makes preaching and receiving the word of God easy. Well, I tell you, our speaker this morning is absolutely no stranger to the Master's Call family. I have just watched God just stretch her and have her spread her wings as she's just soaring higher. She has truly been one of our valued prayer warriors who has been with us since the very beginning of the Alpha, who has been taking on the boards and just really stepping up. And we love and appreciate Minister Kathy Washington as a native Georgian. Her professional backgrounds include over 20 years' experience in corporate America as a project manager. She has an experience as a wife, a mother, a professional woman, an artist distributor, has a heart to educate, encourage, and empower people, but especially God's women, young and old. She is an author and a dynamic speaker whose ultimate purpose is to help others fulfill their God-given purpose. She is married to who we all know, breaking the spirit of average, Joseph B. Washington. I introduce to some and present to others our mouthpiece of ministry for this morning. Minister Kathy Washington, the floor is yours.
Bless you, Pastor Vanessa. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Glory to God. I just give God praise. Thank you for that warm introduction. I just love the Master Call family, and I give God praise for each and every one of you. You all have won such a special place in my heart, and I know that God truly loves all of us because he's allowed us to be so connected. I praise God for Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa, and I always say I thank God for their obedience and how they really just gave God a yes. And because of that, we have been so blessed by their obedience. And to my fellow prayer warriors, I just bless the Lord for each one of you. I thank God for you and to the entire Master Call family. Again, I just want to bless the Lord. Well, I am going to finish up the series that we started, I guess it was a few weeks ago now, called In the Middle of It. This is part two, and this is the conclusion of the whole matter. We encourage you in the beginning, in part one, we talked about the various different types of things. I referenced Isaac Carey's popular song called In the Middle of It, and it is a very blessed song. If you haven't had an opportunity to listen to it, I want to encourage you to go and YouTube it. But we got this title because it blessed me. The song blessed me as I listened to it, and the Lord gave me a word out of it. So this is the result of that. The message in the middle of it, it can represent a storm, a trial, a challenge, or any difficulty that you might be facing in your life today. It is a place between your problem and your promise. It is when you know that your body is sick, but yet you know God said that he, by his stripes, you are healed. When you know that there is an unsaved loved one, but the Lord or your children are unsaved, the Lord said, you know, they shall be saved, your seed shall be saved. And no matter what situation it is the problem, it is the place in between the problem and the promise. And everybody knows that sometimes that is a process. It is not something that happens overnight. You've got to walk it through. And so that's what in the middle of it is all about. We use our foundational scripture, Acts 27, and I'm going to do a quick recap of what we talked about on the first call, and then I'm going to go right into the conclusion of the whole matter. Part one, we talked about the four things that we tend to do in the middle of it that God does not want us to do. It's the enemy that wants us to do these things. The first thing we said is we should not fret. And Psalms 37:1 was our reference scripture. Says, do not fret because of evil men or because of envious of those who do wrong or be envious of those who do wrong. Bottom line is don't fret, don't worry. And we know that that is something that's very easy to do. But if you grew up in an environment where worry was part of the culture or the family, you have to really work at not worrying. And you have to fortify yourself with the word of God, speaking God's word, because he said, do not fret or worry. The second principle that we said that you should not do in the middle of wherever you are, in the middle of your storm, in the middle of your battle, you should not fear. Do not fear. Isaiah 41:10 is our reference scripture for that. And we said, fear not. The word says, fear not, for I am with you. And I don't know about you. I am so glad that I don't have to fear today because the I am is with me. He knows my destiny. He knows my ultimate outcome. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. And he says that I will be with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. Now, we're not talking about anybody else's God. We're talking about your God. He is your God. He will strengthen you. He will uphold you, hallelujah, with his right hand of righteousness. And I do bless the Lord for that today. Point number three, we said that in the middle of it, do not faint. Luke 18:1 says, men ought always pray and not faint. Galatians 6:9, we said, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. And to faint simply means to lose heart. Don't lose heart right there in the middle of it. Point number four, we said you should not and do not forget. Don't forget what God has already done for you. Psalms 88:12 talks about the land of forgetfulness. It's easy to, when you're in the middle of it, to forget where God has already brought you from. I think we referenced, you know, making sure you maintain some sort of grateful or thankful journal, some kind of practical application of remembering what God has done for you. And when you have that, you can kick the devil in his teeth and say, no, devil, I might be where I am right now, but I remember what God has already done for me. All right, that leads us right into part number two. So you say, Sister Kathy, you told me what not to do. Tell me what to do while I am in the middle of it. And that's what part number two is all about. The first principle is you've got to reposition yourself. We talked about Acts 27, talks about the storm that the people of God were in. And in the middle of the storm, they could have, and they thought they were going to lose their lives, their very lives. And you might feel like that today in the middle of where you are. Paul and all the others said, you know, they thought they were really, really going to be wiped out. And even though the storm, the ship was completely broken up, the word says not one of them lost their lives. So I want to encourage you in the middle of it to reposition yourself. Get yourself in a safe place. In the natural, we move from the windows and we get ourselves in a safe place, you know, in a place where if there is a tornado or there are hurricanes or anything else going on in the natural, we get ourselves positioned in a safe place. When a spiritual storm comes, we need to do the same thing. We need to change our posture. Get in a safe place. The Bible tells us in Psalms 91, he that dwells in a secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow. In Psalms 91 says, he that dwells in a secret place shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. That is the reference of the word of the Lord. And I thank God because if we reposition ourselves, we'll be prepared for the storm. Move away from people and things that cause you harm, that won't cover you. Find people that will take cover with you and pray and seek the face of the Lord in the middle of the storm. Go to your protector, Jesus Christ. Get away from the negative people, the negative noise, even in your own head. Get away from that. Shut it down. You have the authority to either take that thought and meditate on it, receive it, and then come out of your mouth with something. You can choose to say, okay, the enemy brings you a negative thought. You can choose to say, no, that's not what the word says. This is what the word says. And channel that thought and turn it back to the word of God. And if you begin to speak the word of God, that is what you're going to bring to you, into your life. That's what you're going to have. You say, I'm broke. I'm always broke. Well, you're going to always be broke because you're inviting brokenness right on into your life. You say, I am not going to reach my position as artist. Well, that's exactly what you're bringing into your life. Whatever you begin to speak out of your mouth, that is what you're going to have. Point number two, in the middle of a storm, be still. You know, when a storm comes in the natural, it's not time to get on the phone. It's not time to surf the Internet or watch TV or anything like that. You want to get someplace and be still. That's where you want to be, in the middle of the storm. You want to turn off all of the distractions in the middle of your spiritual storm. Turn off the distractions and all the distractions of other people and what they might be thinking and what they might feel. Turn all that stuff off and be still. Get yourself in a place where God can speak to you. Because in the middle of the storm, God wants to give you clear direction. He wants you to know that you've got to be still and know that He alone is God in the middle of it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Point number three. While you're in the middle of the storm, we said that you must pray, and I referenced it early. Luke 18:1 says men are always pray, always pray. And you might say to me today, Sister Kathy, I don't even feel like praying about this situation. It's not about your feelings. It's about what the word says that you ought to do. The word says pray always. Even if you've got to just say a few words, God help me. That's a prayer. If you got to say, Lord, I don't know what to do in this situation, that's a prayer. You're praying out of your spirit to God. Pray right there in the middle of your storm. Pray until peace comes. That's what you need to do in the middle of it. Hallelujah. Pray until you know in your spirit that God has heard you. And pray until you sense the storm is passing over. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm just so excited. I'm trying to stay right here so I can finish this up this morning. I think it brings me to my fourth point. Give God praise in the middle of it. Hallelujah. That sounds pretty crazy. I know you're thinking again, okay, you told me to pray. You told me to praise God in the middle of it. Oh, it sounds really, really crazy. But the reference says in Psalms 34:1, David says, I will bless the Lord at all time, and his praises shall continually be in my mouth. Yeah, I know there's a storm, but the storm is designed to get your attention. It is designed to bring you now back to the place. The presence of God. Pay God attention to your storm. Your storm will make you stronger. It'll make you better. It'll make you wiser. Stop complaining about the storm. It's washed away some things and watered some new territories in your new season. Hallelujah. So you've got to begin to praise God in the middle of your storm, right there where you are today. I want you to get a praise on your lips and begin to praise God right there in the middle of it. And I thank God for everyone that is on this call. If you don't know our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, you have an opportunity today to get to know him. Oh, my God, he died on the cross just for you. Jesus died just for you to give your life to him. And he loved you so much that he took on all of your sins that you might be free. So if you don't have a personal relationship with him today, in the middle of where you are, all you got to do is just ask him for your forgiveness and believe that he died for you and that he loves you. He was risen just for you. So you can accept him as your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I'm going to give it back to you, Pastor Vanessa. I thank you for the opportunity to share God's word today, and I pray that someone was blessed by the word today. God bless you.
Amen, amen, amen. In the middle of it, all of us have an it. We're going through, and she told us our it was to represent a storm, a challenge, a time of stretching. And in the it, it's really our process. And she reviewed what she talked about last time, what not to do. But, oh, I got excited when she told us what to do in the middle of it. First, to get to reposition yourself. Get yourself in a safe place, naturally and spiritually. She told us to be still. I know that was one for me, because sometimes we're so busy, we can't hear. We have to slow down and be still to get the directions from God. And then, oh, yes, yes. Three, she told us we must pray. We ought always to pray. And then fourth, she told us to give God some praise in the middle of it. Send up your blessings and give him, as I love the psalmist Barbara Mitchell has a song called, I'm going to give him an anyhow praise. No matter what's going on, anyhow, I'm going to praise him. Thank you, woman of God, for that rich word. Well, now we're going to ask all the way from the West Coast, Minister Tiffany, to come and seal this awesome message today in the middle of it, and then lift up our prayer request. Minister Tiffany, the floor is yours.
Pastor Vanessa, can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Father God, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your messenger this morning. We thank you, Father God, that even though we may be in the middle of our it, Father, we know that we are only a praise away from our breakthrough. So we thank you, Lord, for your word. We thank you for allowing your presence and your power to show up on this line this morning. For every person that is on this line that is under the sound of my voice, I ask that every need will be met in the name of Jesus, for you are the healer. You are our strength. You are our source. You are our doctor. You are our refuge. We thank you for the secret place, Father. We thank you, Father God, that you sit high, Father God, and you bless low, Father. We thank you, Father God, that we are the head and we are not the tail. We thank you that we are the first and not the last, because you are our Father. We thank you, Father God, that you are our righteousness. We thank you, Lord, for everything that you have in store for us. We thank you, Lord, that we will no longer speak negative words into our life, but we would just say, well, we are. We are great. We are successful. Our businesses are blessed. Our needs are met in the name of Jesus. Be the center of whatever we need you to be. Be the center of our lives. Be the center of our joy. Be the center in our homes. Be the center in our jobs. Be the center in our ministries, Lord. Direct us and guide us into places that you only could take us. Allow us not to walk in those doors that we no longer need to walk in. Remove those relationships from us that have been hindering us from the blessings that you have in store for us, oh God. We ask that you would be the surgeon in the surgery room as Jessica goes in for surgery today, oh God. I pray that you would just be the healer for every person who stands in the need of healing on this call today. Everyone who stands in the need of deliverance, deliver right now, for you are the God of salvation. You are our Redeemer. You are our refuge. You are our strength. So have your way right now in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. We surrender ourselves to you, that your will, that your way, that your plan, your purpose and provision for our lives will be manifest here on earth as it is in heaven. And we'll be thankful every day, Lord, not just on Thanksgiving Day, but every day we thank you, because without you, we are nothing. We bless your holy name, and we give you the glory, we give you the praise, and we give you the honor. We thank you for the founders of this call, and we pray that you would continue to do mighty things in their lives. We bless your name, oh God. In Jesus' name I pray these things. Amen. Back to you, Dr.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, woman of God, for sealing that word, encouraging our hearts, reminding us that God has all of our it's in the palm of his hand. Thank you again, Minister Kathy, for that awesome word, as we considered an honor to receive those instructions. And for those spoken prayer requests and unspoken prayer requests, we thank you for receiving the prayers of the righteous that availeth much. Thank you so much, Minister Candy, for opening us up with a word of prayer, and thus said the word of the Lord. So we're encouraging you to go out this day. Many of you all will be on the road traveling. I know I'll be driving down to Prairie View to pick up my precious cargo, my parents, and we'll be coming back here to Dallas. And we're just speaking traveling mercies over everyone. And remembering the reason for this season is to give thanks that we have a place where we can freely celebrate Jesus. So prepare your hearts for Thursday again so that we can hear from you, your call, your day of saying thanksgiving. So as we leave this call and never God's presence, we always encourage you as you now receive your instructions from the Master, your call specific on your life, that you will submit and obey and be his minister, his mouthpiece, his hands extended, his kingdom builder in the marketplace. And we look forward to seeing you tomorrow on Wednesday with Pastor Chuck. Have an awesome day today and be blessed. And we look forward to hearing your voice tomorrow. Bye-bye.